It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, April 24th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Northeast Iowa man has been arrested on allegations he possessed upwards of 5,000 videos and or pictures of child pornography. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says a search warrant was executed Wednesday at 76 State Street in Claremont. The search warrant stemmed from a several months long investigation that determined 63-year-old Robert Kirtlemeyer of Claremont had a large amount of child pornography in his possession. Numerous computers were seized from the residence, and Kirtlemeyer has been arrested on 5 counts of purchase, possession, depiction of a minor in a sex act, all Class D felonies. According to court documents, the investigation began after a laptop owned by Kirtlemeyer was found in front of his home by a neighbor, who then opened the device to determine whose it was and witnessed child pornography on the laptop. A forensic analysis by the Iowa DCI discovered approximately 700 videos and some 4,000 pictures of minors engaged in various sexual situations. Kirtlemeyer is being held in the Fayette County Jail on $20,000 cash or surety bond. He is due for a preliminary hearing April 30th in Fayette County District Court. FCSO says this is a continuing investigation with more charges pending. A standing-room-only crowd greeted U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley in North Iowa yesterday during the latest of his 99-county town hall meetings. Grassley faced tense gatherings in Hampton last month and in Fort Madison earlier this month, with a similar atmosphere in Worth County yesterday as some 125 people jammed into the Olson Community Room in Northwood. In addition to voicing concerns about actions of the Trump administration, some members of the crowd sparred with each other over issues, including the deportation of Abrego Garcia to a prison in El Salvador. Republican leadership has discouraged members of Congress from holding such town hall meetings. Grassley says he won't be critical of his colleagues for adhering to that advice, but also encourages them to get out and meet with the public.
But I would advise people, if they do town meetings, not to stop it just because of this environment we're in now. It's probably more important than ever to show the principles of representative government ought to be practiced now probably more than times that are more quiet.
Asked if having a civil discussion in town hall settings was a thing of the past, Grassley says most discussions he has with Iowans are civil and don't have people exchanging barbs using foul language, as was the case yesterday in Northwood.
The bottom line of it is that the language you heard here and I heard was stronger than it's been in any place I have, and I don't think it's typical of Worth County. It's not typical of most town meetings I have, and let's just say this is an outlier.
During the meeting, Grassley also addressed topics including the farm bill, tariffs, and DOGE cuts. Opponents of the underground carbon capture pipeline being proposed by Summit Carbon Solutions are hosting informational sessions in North Iowa. The Sierra Club Iowa Chapter, Bold Alliance, Iowa Easement Team, and impacted landowners are sponsoring meetings across the state to educate communities about carbon capture pipelines and prepare affected landowners for Iowa Utilities Commission proceedings. A carbon pipeline opposition meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:30 this evening in the Floyd Community Center in Floyd. Local landowners and issue experts will provide an overview of the proposed summit projects, updates from across the project's 5-state footprint, and action steps to prepare for pending permit proceedings. Another session is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Monday, May 5th at the Manly Town Hall in Manly. There are currently no IUC public hearings set related to Summit, but the company has applied for a second permit to add ethanol plants to their project previously with the Heartland Navigator CO2 pipeline, including Valero Renewables near Charles City and Poet Bioprocessing near Shell Rock and Fairbank. Summit also wants to add the Absolute Energy ethanol plant near St. Ansgar. Meanwhile, Summit suffered another setback in South Dakota this week, where the Public Utilities Commission rejected their latest permit application as not viable. That comes after South Dakota passed a law last month that bans Summit from using eminent domain to acquire easements along its route, in which landowners are opposed to the pipeline on their property. The IUC won't allow Summit to build in Iowa until the company secures permits from both South and North Dakota. Hours of operation will change next month at the Floyd County Waste Collection Site. County Engineer Adam Miller informed supervisors Tuesday that new hours will take effect starting May 6th at the facility located just west of Charles City near the Floyd County Fairgrounds. The most notable change is a reduction of Saturday hours from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. down to 9 a.m. to noon. Miller says one of the driving forces is improving morale for the site's lone full-time employee.
I have a hard time coming up with very many occupations that have a full day of Saturday as their normal working hours as part of their 40-hour work week. I've seen many businesses open Saturday morning, easy enough. I mean, people that work Saturday all day, usually they're on a rotating schedule. They get overtime for it. They get a weekend differential.
County Auditor Morgan Miller expressed her concerns on the move.
I struggle a little bit with this being about the employee and not about the constituents. And I struggle a little bit, too, with it being compared to, like, not normal employees don't have to work all day Saturday, but this employee doesn't work on Mondays, and we all work on Mondays.
Supervisor Gloria Carr added that 3 hours on Saturday for the waste collection site isn't enough time.
So is the board ready to take issues with people who are going to call and say, I can't get there? If that is the case, I mean, that was the reason it was kept left open longer on Saturdays in the past.
Board Chair Dennis Kiefer offered another perspective.
I've had calls and comments from people that wish it opened earlier during the week. 10:30 was too late. So you can't please everybody.
While Saturday hours are being reduced, Miller says they'll add an extra hour of operations Tuesdays through Fridays, with the open time being moved up from 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and closure still at 5:30 p.m. on those days. He added he wants to give the new hours a try, but is also open to adjusting if needed. The Floyd County Waste Collection site is closed Sundays and Mondays. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.